This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is Tuesday, the 15th of September. The Ides of September are upon us. You have reached out to hear the discussion on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan celebrating our midway point in the month of September and all of the things that go along with that. It reminds me of when you graduate and the college president gives your name and you're entitled to all the benefits thereunto or thereto. Whatever that was. I don't know what I... What did you think when you heard that? Did you hear that when you graduated, ladies? Victoria, Jennifer, you are now a graduate of Mafufsky College, and you are entitled to all the benefits there unto. What was... So what's the benefit? There. You didn't hear that?
No.
Oh, wow.
Maybe I didn't go to Mafufsky like you.
No, it's Mafufsky.
Oh, sorry. At Cal State Northridge, I don't think they said that.
Mafufsky's. All right, so speaking of Cal State, the wonderful state of California, here is the latest kerfuffle from Mafufskyville, the NPR reporter who was forced to the ground and arrested, had the video of what was going on. And you know what? Surprisingly, the story that comes from the video isn't the same as the police told in their report. So what do we believe? And how is it, once again, maybe these things would just go on because the police are tone deaf. Why did this guy, what was he doing, Jennifer, that got the attracted the ire of the...
He was a woman, actually.
Yeah, it is, actually. You're right about that. Josie, yes. Josie Wang. So, why was she arrested? She was committing what offense? And why did they practically strangle her?
Well, I don't know that they practically strangled her. I don't know.
Well, what they did was over and above what made any common sense to anybody looking at the
First of all, I don't know that that's true. I think that there's an investigation. I haven't seen the video, actually. I don't know if you have seen the video or whatever, if
I'm
there is.
I'm actually looking at it right now.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I think it probably came out pretty recently. But what I do know is that the L.A. County Sheriff's Department had two deputies that were shot and that they were being blocked in an entrance to get into the hospital and that people were shouting, "We hope you blanking die." So I don't know. I don't know exactly, but that situation isn't the best, I would say. And I don't know what this reporter was doing to get in the way. I also know that from accounts, I actually talked yesterday to, I don't know if you saw the priest. Did you see Bishop Juan Carlos Mendez? He was all over television. He happened to be there because the sheriff's department called him in to anoint the sick. And this is a person who is not a political person. He was out there talking about how he's appalled. And get this, he's appalled by the fact that there have been 80 homicides in his community. I haven't heard about one of them. I mean, I haven't heard that number since June, 80 homicides. In the last 30 days, so it'll have been since July, basically, but that have gone unnoticed, and he's, like, all upset about it because the community seems to be bursting apart at the seams. And he said when he got to the hospital that, and he's very critical of police, by the way, he said he heard all of these terrible things. People were acting violently. I asked him if he thought it was coordinated. He said he couldn't tell me that. But he said what was the scariest thing is that they actually tried to push into the emergency room, the people who were out there. So I would guess it was a pretty chaotic scene. And I don't know what happened with this reporter, and I will watch the video. I just haven't done it at this point yet. I didn't even know it was actually out there. So I will watch it.
She did define herself or identify herself as a reporter. Whether that makes a difference, I don't know that that makes a difference one way or another. I think sometimes I'm reminded of a situation I was in about 15 or 20 years ago where I was at some event and I was actually describing it. I was on the air. I wish I could remember the whole situation. What I remember most about the situation is some woman pushed her way through. She said, "Make way, television coming." and pushed everybody out of the way so the cameraman behind her could get through. But it was the, isn't that interesting how that make that, that made that impression on me? I haven't forgotten it. Make way, we're television. Okay, so what? Make way. So sometimes people overdo, but this whole thing, I mean, when do we get to some, do we go back to normalcy? Do we ever go back to normalcy? Or is this going to be the ambush?
Normal certainly isn't, but yeah, being shot in the face, I don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, these people were sitting there and there's no, and then they yell, we hope you die. There's just no, it's like we're living with animals.
The inspector general has opened an investigation. They did it yesterday because this woman that worked for public radio has said that it wasn't what the sheriff's department said. So I think the inspector general for the sheriffs tends to be pretty right down the middle. I would imagine that there'll be an investigation. But my point is this. It was a chaotic scene. You're trying to get two people into a hospital. And by the way, they weren't just blocking that sheriff's ambulance. They were blocking other people from getting into the hospital, people who were just trying to get in and get treatment.
Were they at the hospital? Was it because of the shooting or were they there at the hospital for some other reason?
This is my question. This is what seems so weird to me is So the way it kind of played out is that the sheriff's deputies were shot around 7 p.m. And people on the streets were actually cheering for it as it happened. The sheriff's deputies escaped their car, and there were two of them. There was a 31-year-old woman and a 24-year-old man. They escaped their car, according to the woman officer, because they thought they were going to have another wave of attacks. And so she was shot in the face. She was shot through the jaw, but she was able to pull her partner out of the car and move him behind like this pillar where she created a tourniquet for him to try to keep him alive because he was in worse shape than she was. And they were able to radio. I mean, the woman was like a hero in this. I don't know how she did it.
But what were they doing in the first place? Why were they there? What was going on that
Why were they there? They were sitting in their car. They were watching the metro.
They were watching the metro?
Yeah, the metro. It was a metro station, and so they were pulled over, and I think that was their beat, and they were just in their car.
Okay, no, I knew they were just in their car, but it wasn't clear to me what their assignment was, why they were there in the first place. Was there something going on? Is this particular metro stop something?
Well, they're in Compton, Compton is a place with a lot of crime. So, I mean, Compton is Compton, but they moved out. They were brought to the hospital after that when police were finally, when the ambulance was able to arrive. There were already protesters blocking them. And so my question is, how did the protesters know what hospital they were going to go to? Did they just guess? How did they get there? Do we even call these people protesters? I call them agitators because I don't think protesters block entrances of hospitals and scream things like, we hope you die. And then why were they trying to push into the hospital? I mean, that's the scary thing. This is not just about the cops. This is about people's experience in St. Francis Hospital who are sitting in the emergency room.
Yes. They're adults. They have nothing better to do with their time than create this sort of havoc. And
fear for people who are in the hospital. Like I said, this is a hospital not just for cops. This is a hospital for everybody. And the fact that they were blocking other vehicles from getting in and out of the hospital is atrocious. The fact that they were trying to get into the emergency room and they were trying to bully in. And then when the police there tried to push them out, they started snorting and calling them pigs for blocking them out of the emergency room. I mean, so this woman, I'm sorry that she's a part of this story, but it was a really bad scene at that hospital from what I understand and from a firsthand account of this priest I talked to. It was very chaotic, and I'm sure they'll try to figure out what went on with her, but I would imagine they probably didn't know she was a reporter at that point. Maybe she identified herself.
She said
she
identified herself, but at any rate, there's too much the import given to people, just in general, never mind you're a reporter, people in general shouldn't be treated like that unless they're doing something that's harmful or they're in the way, as you've said, most of them were in the way of the access there. The flashpoints and the tinderbox and the anger and fear and, I said this to my son again last night. I'm thinking about not going. If this stuff doesn't straighten out, by the time I want to go spend the winter with my children, I'm not going to. I don't want to be a part of this stuff. I don't want to be around it. There's no reason. Between that and the fires, what did the president observe in California yesterday, Jennifer, as far as the fires are concerned?
Well, he came to town and he did a couple of things. He had a round table or a square table discussion with Gavin Newsom and some of the other leaders in the state. And then he awarded some National Guard members who went into some pretty bad conditions to try to put out some of the fires up in Northern California. It's a debate. It's a debate between people and two ways of thinking. And unfortunately, by arguing this out, you're neglecting what could be done right away to try to limit the fires. Gavin Newsom says that it's all about climate change. President Trump says it's all not about climate change. And here's the thing. Have the argument about climate change whenever you want. What can stop today these fires is forest management. And the president is right about that. I can tell you, living in California, they used to do it. They don't do it anymore. And we live in a state where we already have the most environmental regulations, the most taxes, the most, everything that we do in the state is to feed the idea of man-made climate change and global warming, yet we still have these fires, and they're worse today than they were when I was growing up here.
Worse than I've ever seen. And
so
I'm going back and forth
to
California.
You have to figure out what's changing. The weather patterns aren't necessarily changing so much. I mean, obviously weather changes and weather is cyclical, but what's happening is that on the ground we're not doing what we used to do. And so I don't believe that man influences climate change. I believe that climate change is a natural thing. That being said, that argument is not for right now. The argument for right now is to go in and do what makes sense so that you clear out the brush. And you can still do all of the environmental regulations and all the taxes and do whatever you want when it comes to your fight against global warming, Gavin Newsom. But you have to clean the house. You know, you have to actually make room so that things aren't burning up on the ground.
So remember when Davis was recalled, Governor Davis?
Yes.
How many years ago was that? I was on the air.
In the mid-2000s.
Was it? I thought it was in the mid-1990s. No?
Schwarzenegger was governor before Brown, and Brown was governor for 8 years. So we've had two years of this. So he would have been nominated in 18. 10. So basically you would have had Arnold for 6 years, right?
Yeah.
In 2004 to 2010.
Yeah, 14 and 2, so 16 years ago. So why doesn't somebody start organizing? Why don't you on your local radio program in L.A. start organizing?
There's three recall efforts already underway. The problem is that they toss the signatures. Once you get the signatures and you accomplish the goal, then the Secretary of State, who is a close ally of Gavin Newsom, tosses them. And so this is why people...
Isn't there some law that requires you to keep...
They can toss a signature on a petition for any reason. The ink, like you put a T, like you cross your T outside of a box. You can't read the city that the person comes from. They can toss signatures for any reason. In fact, it's become very politicized where they have lawyers from both parts of the recall and then the governor's campaign who sit in a room and argue about which signatures are acceptable. So I think part of the thing when people hear about people who are unsure about universal mail-in voting, it's people like me who realize that there's a lot more behind the scenes and that it's not people working on the up and up to make sure that your ballots are received.
We've become extraordinarily, this country is extraordinarily corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
But just for the record, I don't agree, but we've got to pause here with your contention that man is not contributing anything to global warming. I think that there's a combination, but it's something we've been arguing about for years. And it's really hard to prove, frankly.
But don't even argue about it.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
C Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
That's the Thomas Rhett singing Remember You Young. We think about some of the early ACM winners. The announcement came yesterday. The 2020 Academy of Country Music Awards in Nashville. It's there for the first time. Why has it not been in Nashville before, I wonder? That's the home of country music.
I have no idea. Where? I guess this is normally in L.A.?
Yeah, I think so. All right, well, anyway, this has been delayed since April. Show takes place in Nashville's Grand Ole Opry House, also at the Ryman Auditorium and the Bluebird Cafe. Keith Urban serving as a first-time host. Head of the broadcast, winners have been named in a handful of categories. Urban surprised Tennille Towns and Riley Green via Zoom to inform that they were the new Artists of the Year winners.
Yeah.
And now let's see here, three more winners announced yesterday, including Thomas Rhett, Remember You Young, for Video of the Year. Hillary Lindsay winning her first Songwriter of the Year award. In the Music Event of the Year, the prize went to Miranda Lambert's one-off cover of Elvin Bishop's Fooled Around and Fell in Love. I haven't heard this.
This was so good. We played this on the show when it came out.
Did we?
It's all these women singing together. Oh,
Maren
so
Morris,
yeah,
Ashley McBride, Kaylee Hammock, Tennille Towns, Elle King. This is a great song. Crank it up, please. Yeah. Elvin Bishop. Yeah. It sounds so different. It's kind of fun. Can you pick out the voices, ladies? You know who this is? This Maren Morris? Who is this?
I don't know.
Voices. Yeah.
I've watched the video, so I didn't have to worry about, like, I thought Elle King sounded really good on it. I remember
yeah.
that. She's great. I really like her a lot.
Yeah. So the ACM Awards air tomorrow night on CBS, 8 o'clock Eastern. Performers include Luke Combs, Maren Morris, Keith Urban, with Pink. Huh. Interesting combo.
Not her Taylor first time at a country show, actually.
Yeah. I like her energy. So Taylor Swift is going to be there for the first time in 7 years. Why would that have been the case?
She's been pop. She switched genres. Now she's back with folklore, so it's a little Americana, a little bit slight country.
A little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Yep.
All right, so that's something to look forward to. I'm sure we'll talk about it as the week proceeds. This is the DJV Show at 26 after the hour. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you, and Tanya Tucker. Oh, this is a great song. I'm on fire. Live from the Troubadour. Say it again, Doug. Live from the Troubadour. Last October, Tanya Tucker performed to a sold-out show at the Troubadour in L.A. Where is that, Jennifer? Is that
the Troubadour?
On Santa Monica Boulevard and Dantana's. Where is that?
I don't know where the street is exactly, but it's in Hollywood.
That's what I thought. Anyway, she's going to release a live documentary of the concert. It's on Sunset?
I think it might be. I don't know.
Driven by it 100 times. Yeah. I just can't remember what's on Santa Monica Boulevard. Listen to us like it makes a difference to the person listening. Crank that up. Doing the Johnny Cash Ring of Fire. I love that. All right, so anyway, she announced the album with the premiere of a medley covers of Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire and Ring of Fire from Johnny Cash. The track list also includes songs off her Grammy-winning album, While I'm Livin', like High Riding Heroes and Bring My Flowers Now, along with Tucker Stables' It's a Little Too Late and Delta Dawn. A portion of the proceeds from the album benefiting the Troubadour itself, which, like a lot of clubs around the country, is in danger of closing because of the COVID situation and nobody going there. Tucker said, even though the money stops, the bills don't. We all know that. These venues out here are just sitting there doing nothing. Places like the legendary Troubadour, where some of the greatest artists in the world have performed, that's for sure. They may never come back, some of these places. She rescheduled their 2020 dates for next summer, beginning with a show in Canada in July. Live from the Troubadour, by the way, is available now for pre-order, should you want to pick it up. Kind of cool. Good stuff. Good music here today. 28 and a half past the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The known death toll remains at 36 with people still missing as wildfires race across the West. Firefighters struggling with renewed high winds and low humidity since yesterday morning. President Trump visited California, where most of those deaths have occurred, and millions of acres of land have been scorched. And he said during the visit, Western states, especially California, could reduce fire risk with stronger forest management.
Good, strong forest management, which I've been talking about for 3 years with the state, so hopefully they'll start doing that.
Hurricane Sally's bearing down on the northern Gulf Coast as a Category 1 storm now. The National Hurricane Center says winds are at about 90 miles an hour. The slow-moving storm will bring flash flooding, life-threatening storm surge, and possibly tornadoes to parts of Mississippi and Louisiana through the day and into tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the June through August period of this year was the hottest the Northern Hemisphere has ever seen. Previously, the record for that stretch was set in 2016 and was tied last year. The Northern Hemisphere also set a record for the hottest August in 2020. A toddler is expected to recover after falling 50 feet from a cliff in Vernon, Connecticut. The unidentified child tumbled off a cliff while with family and other kids at a hiking area on Sunday. The child was apparently in a stroller. The stroller rolled out of control down the embankment. And again, that toddler is expected to survive. Comedian and MMA commentator Joe Rogan is offering to moderate a four-hour debate between President Trump and Joe Biden, and at least one of the candidates is apparently signing on. Speaking on his podcast yesterday, Rogan told retired MMA fighter Tim Kennedy he wanted to host such an event, and the fighter posted on Twitter, "Just two candidates, cameras, and their vision of how to move this country forward. Who wants in?" It raised eyebrows in the White House, though, according to reports, when President Trump responded in a tweet, "I want in." You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back into the universe of the DJ Beers. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, the universe. Yeah, well, it's a big place, but we're everywhere. We can be heard. Did you know, ladies, that they found bones of somebody on Mars and they could hear echoes in the canyons?
I thought it was Venus.
Oh, is it Venus?
They found life on Venus. Yeah, that's been trending for a couple days now.
Yes, I think you're probably right. All right, there's Victoria Keevan, who has the update for us on the hurricane. Yet another big smirch, besmirched. Is that how we can describe the Midwest, or at least the central core, central valley of the Mississippi, which is where this thing is headed, right?
Well, it's heading, it changed its trajectory a bit, so it is heading more east.
What's the name?
Hurricane Sally. It's a Category 1 right now. It's expected to gain strength before it makes landfall along the Gulf Coast today, they think around 2 p.m. Sometime between 2 p.m. and dinner time is when they believe it's going to hit the southeastern Louisiana coast. And then it's moving so slowly. It's moving 3 miles per hour, and it has sustained winds between 90 and 110 miles per hour. So that can do a lot of damage. But what they're really concerned with now is storm surge and flooding. They think that that area in the path of it is going to get up to 20 inches of rain.
Woo!
So, yeah, some coastal communities are already reporting flooding. And so, and right, the people who, you know, got hit by Hurricane Katrina, most of those people are under evacuation orders again. And so it's, and then they're in hotels. A lot of people have been displaced already from their homes. So it's, we just basically at this point, everyone just has to stay really vigilant and stay aware and keep up with the news. I know a couple weeks ago we did a tech story of all the different, you know, various tech things that can help you through a storm.
Right.
So hopefully you have one of those crank up radios if you need it that also has a USB. You can charge your cell phone with it. So these are things, and obviously at this time, everyone, you know, there's lots of images of people stocking up at, you know, Costco for bottled water and things like that. This area just got hit really bad just a few weeks ago, and so they just are recovering from that, and they might get hit again. But like I said, this is heading a little bit more towards the East Coast. Originally, this sort of stopped around Atlanta when you looked at the map. Now this has it heading all the way over, and it will hit the coast of South Carolina. So, and then as you look at the cone, the way that, you know, hurricanes kind of have, the way that it bends around, immediately to the right of that bend is usually what gets hit the hardest. So right now, that's, you're looking at Panama Beach, Tallahassee, and Jacksonville might be in a real danger zone as well.
And then where it goes up, the Mississippi, looks like it curves over to Atlanta, and then back out to sea, it'll be dead. But after, you know, after how much damage.
It just depends on how, fact that it's moving so slowly, and if it's just going to dump buckets and buckets of rain, then flooding is going to be a real issue.
All right, let's go back to, speaking of issues, whether we make an issue out of this or not. I continue to question this whole business about mail-in ballots. So now here's the Postal Service asking a federal judge out in Colorado to reconsider a ruling that bans the agency, the Postal Service, from sending out a postcard with information. What's wrong with that? Why would you not want to have information? I mean, whether you read it or you don't, what's the harm in sending out info on mail-in ballots? Anybody fathom who goes to court to try to stop the post office from sending out information that...
Well, a lot of people are claiming this is voter suppression.
Explaining how it works? Huh?
Well, yeah. Lack of information.
But if they send out the postcards, then there's information.
That's my point. But blocking it is a lot of people are saying that that's voter suppression.
Who? What? Is there a group behind it that's trying to keep this from happening? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, in this sense, in Colorado, it's a bit of a moot point because they send out ballots to every registered voter. So I think that this is the Secretary of State in Colorado is, I think, filing this lawsuit really to sort of set a legal precedent. So because that Secretary of State said that the mailer includes misinformation, and it because it encourages voters to request mail-in ballots at least 15 days before, but in Colorado, like I just said, they're automatically being sent.
Right. Colorado is actually not even a state that's being looked at for this. Colorado has had universal mail-in forever. The only states that I think are going to have problems with this, the only states who are getting warned about this, are the states who are trying to jam this into place prior to the election because of COVID, and there are four states. I think it's Nevada, California, New Jersey, and there's one other that are just trying to push out universal vote by mail, and it's going to be disastrous. Colorado is one of nine states that already has universal mail-in, and they're not necessarily the problem. What's happening is that they're sending out incorrect mail-in voting information, and so they're fighting in the courts about whether or not what they're saying is true. So that's one issue, but it shouldn't be conflated with the issue of universal mail-in.
Can I ask a clarification question here? Because I really don't remember when we lost track, when things got so crazy that people were, we somehow used to, did we in the history? I'm a political science major. I studied civics and stuff, but I just don't remember what was the original way people voted. Did they have to go somewhere? When the country first was electing officials, how did they do it? Where did you go? Did you go to church to vote? Did you? You didn't put them in the mail. So, and along the way, where did it become a requirement in some places that you can actually, you have to prove who you are in order to get a ballot? And other places, you don't have to just say, okay, my name is Joe Momino, and I live at 35 Stowe Street, and give me a ballot. That's what's going on now in this, my state, Massachusetts, and California, a lot of others that don't require voter ID, which to me
But you have to be
insanity.
A registered voter. They don't just send it out to every single human. It's every registered voter.
Okay.
So, you're not
so how do they know
vote,
it's you?
You're not going to get
no.
a ballot.
But how do they know it's you? How do they know it's you that's voting?
They don't.
They don't,
and that's the
well,
problem.
Send it to your last, I guess, to your whatever address you're.
So four people that live in the house, they open up the letter, they may have check vote for this person. And the, put
you have to decide if you trust your registrar or not. In California, I don't trust my registrar, and people are getting four or five of these postcards that say, "If this is you, you don't have to do anything. If it's not you, please sign the card and send it back." Well, if it's not me, how do I know who's getting this? I mean, it makes no sense at all that they're trying.
But why isn't there a simple national system that requires that you identify yourself?
Because voting is local. And so each state, and that's what makes this confusing, is that each state has their own set of rules. That's why you have some states.
But do you know when it started? When does all this confusion start? That's what I'm trying to. When was World War II, after World War II, sometime 100 years ago? When did I. This has been an issue for a long time, as far as I remember. Almost as long as I've been on the air, and that's quite a long time, that there have been people who have charged on both sides, voter fraud, people are voting that shouldn't be voting. And I'm thoroughly convinced that that is the case. There are a lot of people voting that have no damn business voting. So I find it amazing that we're still having this debate after all this time, and that people confuse reality. And I don't, as far as the truth is concerned, the truth is anybody can open an envelope, anybody can mark a ballot, and anybody can mail it. There's no proof involved any place. I remember
you know, the problem, though, is there are so many little intricacies that are popping up now. If your signature is not the same, then it gets tossed. There are a lot of measures, but unfortunately, some legitimate ballots, actually a lot of legitimate ballots, way more so than fraudulent ones, legitimate ones are not getting counted.
I don't
so
dispute
if people
that
put
either.
The stamp, if people put the stamp on the wrong way. Look, I've been saying this for at least a month or more. Don't just forget about the Postal Service. Find out where you drop your ballot off in person, and you've got a tracking number, and that's the way to do it.
That's
if you don't want to stand online, we're wasting so much time and energy arguing about the stupid Postal Service. Bypass it. You do not need it.
Go
Look
yourself.
It up online.
It's your
Find
job.
Out where your drop box is. It's not that hard. Like, seriously, all this hysteria that everybody's going through, it's completely nonsensical. I'm honestly,
well,
I'm like
it's
so
a distraction.
Over it.
But it's a distraction.
It
it's purposeful.
So it.
It's purposeful distraction from the real deal here. Now I'm thinking back to when I voted. Remember, I told you the time when I did an absentee ballot in Florida, the same day I voted in Massachusetts and California, and that was
an absentee ballot is totally different. And people,
but I had to get a witness.
That.
The envelope had my signature on it and a witness's. Now you can certainly make it up, I suppose, but at least there was one more way. Supposedly making certain that it was you that sent in the ballot. Anyway, I just kind of wanted to. I see that Salem, the other company you work for, Jennifer, besides me and besides your father and your the morning show in Los Angeles that you do is on a Salem station, KRLA. They're going to do something. Is one of their hosts involved in the presidential debate? I know they're broadcast. Well, most. I'm wondering how this is going to get covered. There are so few networks anymore. They're all going out of business. Maybe this is a good thing to attract listeners to those stations. I'm not sure who it is. I guess Chris Wallace is the. Do they only have one moderator? They used to have three or four, right?
One moderator this time around.
Yeah. Why? Who makes those decisions? There's another one. Who figures that out? The DNC and the RNC? Is that who makes
it's the negotiated. It's how the campaign's negotiated. I think it's better. I think it's a distraction when there's four or five people asking questions.
Well, they're all trying to showboat. Yeah.
I think
all
it's
right.
better to have
one. In sports, New York Mets have been sold to Steve Cohen. Now, on the server, I'm trying to remember. He's a billionaire. What does he do? Why do I know that name? Steve Kahn. Anybody know?
I just know him as a money guy. I know the name, but I don't know anything else about him.
Yeah. So he's paying, what is it, $2.4 billion? The negotiations have been going on for a couple of months. Apparently, on the side, this guy always was the leading contender, but there was a group put together by A-Rod, well, it's A-Rod and J-Lo,
That was a big rumor, yeah.
It was
that
a serious bid, apparently. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyway, if you're a Mets fan, isn't your husband a Mets fan?
He's a huge Mets fan, yep.
So what does he think of this?
I have
no
idea.
How will it change the team?
No clue. I have not. I'll tell you tomorrow what he says. I have no idea. Right. He hasn't mentioned it yet.
Okay. Today is National Linguine Day, boys and girls. Linguine, which means little tongues in Italian, has an ancient lineage, as far as pasta is concerned anyway. Its cousin is fettuccine. Just saying that tickles me. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Linguine and his cousin fettuccine. The signature Linguine shape started. You know, it's funny when you go to a restaurant, would you like a Linguine or fettuccine? What, you know, like it made a difference. It's all the same stuff, it's just a different shape. Mm-hmm. Right?
Well,
comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, when do you prefer a bow tie or linguine or fettuccine or angel hair? What the hell difference does it make? It's all the same stuff.
No, I disagree.
I don't like
mix
them all together.
It's too thick.
Really?
Okay. Well, naturally, you say mix it all together. That's how you cook, too.
Right.
We know.
Anyway, somebody actually sent me a note about all of the kerfuffle that you start over my cooking. I'm trying to remember where I saw that note. It's on, I think, their Facebook page. People say, give Doug a break, will you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Then let that person go to your house and eat your food.
All right, so let's see here. Linguine and fettuccine started appearing 400 years ago in the Liguria section of Italy. Linguine goes well with pesto and seafood, breaks the monotony of the customary red and meat-based sauces. I like mushroom sauce myself with my whatever the pasta is. The pasta's, first of all, got to be gluten-free. There's more and more of that stuff around now, too. You've noticed, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of they're making pasta out of veggies and stuff. It's just kind of, I had a carrot.
The best one I've had so far that's gluten-free is the banza, and it's made from chickpea flour. You can't tell the difference at all that it's not regular pasta. Yeah.
If you're a veggie, cook some fresh linguine in salted water till the pasta is al dente. What does that mean, al dente? I never did that. It's like supposed to be on its own,
not
right?
Not overcooked. It means like it's got a little bit of chewiness to it. It's not mushy.
Drain, and then add extra virgin olive oil and top off with fresh basil and parmesan. How about this for breakfast? Anybody want to have some pasta for breakfast? I kind of think that's a good idea.
Sure, you could.
We need to get off of the traditional eggs and bacon and stuff for breakfast and cereal and stuff. Let's have cereal at night and have spaghetti for breakfast. What's wrong with that? You got to shake it up a little bit. All right, what's on TV tonight, Jen?
Tonight on TV, there is a presidential town hall where undecided voters ask President Trump questions. That's at 9 p.m. on ABC on the regular networks. Also tonight, Windy City Rehab, season premiere on HGTV. That's Allison Victoria, who is going after, I guess, the different contractors to try to get them to hurry up and get their buildings looking in good shape in the Windy City. So you can check that out. And then that's on HGTV at 9 o'clock. Homicide City sounds pretty good. Season 3 kicks off. Investigation Discovery tonight.
Is that
a
story of Chicago?
Homicide City? No. Homicide City is not. That's Windy City Rehab.
Okay. It's 10 before the hour.
Today many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
It's Tech Talk time. 53 past the hour now on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here with a way to zip through some of the info from the world of technology. As a matter of fact, speaking of zippity-doo-dah, Zipline is in the focus here, Victoria. How so?
Zipline is a drone company, and they have partnered with Walmart for a new drone delivery operation of health and wellness products, which is kind of interesting. It'll be on-demand delivery, and they're going to start a trial early next year at Walmart's headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas. So Zipline's launch and release system allows for on-demand delivery in less than an hour, and they're going to be operating from a Walmart store, and they can have a service radius of 50 miles. And earlier this year, Zipline announced that it was going to partnering with a hospital system in North Carolina to make contactless deliveries of medical supplies and PPE, which they did very successfully. Back in 2016, Zipline launched, we talked about it here on the show, the first national drone delivery system to deliver blood supplies to remote areas of Rwanda. Do you remember that? It was the first.
Vaguely, yeah.
It was the first real system of drone delivery that was very successful, and all of the bags of blood were delivered to patients in very remote areas of Rwanda. So, because of that success in 2016, we're now seeing Zipline, really ramping up operations.
and it's delivered already more than 200,000 critical medical products to health facilities in multiple countries. So the Zipline drone system seems to be very efficient, and it's working really well. The partnership with Walmart is the first step towards potential national-scale operations across the U.S. Last week, Walmart announced a small pilot program in North Carolina using these automated drones to deliver select groceries and household items. They didn't give much detail about when drone deliveries of groceries would become widespread, but you can kind of, if things go well with this new test next spring, I would say in the next few years that's going to be sort of the norm. In August, Amazon got approval from the FAA to operate as a drone airline. So that was huge for them. So that's the beginning of larger commercial operations. So the packages will take to the sky, and you know, it's a lot of people who are environmentalists who absolutely believe that humans have a big impact on climate change. They're very much for this because drones have a carbon footprint that's almost nothing. And so it's, you know, as opposed to a million Amazon vans driving, and we see them everywhere. In a lot of ways, tech can really benefit environmental issues. And so this is a great example of that.
In time for this school year, one of the wireless carriers is offering school districts the tools they need and their students need to thrive in a remote learning world. How about the story from Andy Solomon?
More than 9 million of America's 56 million school-age kids do not have access to reliable internet at home, widening the gap between millions of students and the opportunities education can offer. That's why T-Mobile is launching its previously announced Project 10 Million. Mike Sievert, CEO of T-Mobile, has more.
Project 10 Million is all about what's best for students and educators, and I have no doubt that it's going to have a huge impact on America's future.
T-Mobile will give every participating district free wireless hotspots and 100 gigabytes of data per year for 5 years, plus access to at-cost laptops and tablets, all free to students. And responding to COVID-19 and increased data needs, there are additional low-cost plans available to schools.
Access to the internet means access to opportunity, and we believe every single child deserves access to that opportunity. Now through Project 10 Million, T-Mobile is opening the door to a brighter future for all of them.
To learn more, visit T-Mobile.com/P10M.
Here's how you can eliminate unwanted spam calls.
The Geek Out.
At least once a year, this issue rears its ugly head. Now, I'm not sure if you've also been getting this, but it seems of late spam calls have really grown in number. And while this is an issue that's almost impossible to eliminate, the good news is there are some things you can do to mitigate spam calls. First, your cell provider does have options built into their services. AT&T, Verizon, Sprint all have options to automatically block spam calls, but they also charge a monthly fee for that service. There are third-party apps, the most popular being Nomo Robo and RoboKiller, which are effective, but again, come with a monthly fee. Now, it's not a lost cause, but to help out with stopping those spam calls, we've tweeted some helpful links at The Geek Out.
You're cordially invited to Dell's semi-annual sale. Save an extra 17% just like Dell employees on XPS and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors, plus top brand electronics and free shipping on everything. Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Hi, Verizon is acquiring TracFone. Why is that, Victoria?
Well, it's a good deal for them. They're paying $6 billion for it. And TracFone is the largest reseller of wireless services in the U.S. It has 21 million subscribers. If you use TracFone, which basically what that means is you've used Straight Talk Wireless or Net10, look for some deals to be changing at the second half of 2021. Might not.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.